I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We have a close friend of the show who will remain unnamed right now who said he was screaming, "Marconi!" at his radio when you were doing your underdog live read, Seth.
Yeah.
Like D'Amico. He was D'Amico-ing you.
I got to start grubbing for awards more.
Yeah,
I've just never, from a young age, I just never cared about awards. And I guess maybe that's something that's broken inside of me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember my mom, I threw some trophy in the garbage that I had won in high school. Not for any specific reason. Just like, I was like, I don't know where to put it. So I threw it out. And my mom was kind of like, I think she was worried about me after that. She was like worried that I was like I hated myself.
Like
or
dead
something.
Inside, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just weird that way. But then, you know why? It's broken. It doesn't bother me that I'm not affected by it, but then I think it makes me a little less human because maybe I'm not as happy for others as I should be when they win awards.
Yeah.
It just doesn't mean as much to me, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
People
so
like,
I apologize to anybody who I've never given the appropriate amount of enthusiasm
people like
to
winning
when
awards.
Won an award.
Yeah, people like winning awards, man. Yeah.
Validation from others. Like, what do you want validation from those people? 98% of people suck, okay? The 2% that don't listen to this show.
Yeah.
And that's about all I care
that's
about.
That's right.
Do our listeners think I'm a really good radio host? Great.
That's
Oh, somebody in Philadelphia wants to give me an award. Go die. I hate that city.
The Marconi people are listening right now. Seth Payne's view does not reflect that of those here at Sports Radio 610.
I don't need your approval.
I would love the approval. Ben, would you like the approval? Would you?
Yes, please.
Ben wants the approval as well. You've been outvoted.
You know what it is, Sean? I have always felt this as like on a sports team, as a member of any organization or on a sports team, yeah. I always felt like the most important thing that I need to worry about is my teammates and coaches' approval.
Yeah.
So whenever I won like anything voted on by the players, like an MVP or most improved player in high school, and I won that a few times. It meant a lot to me.
Yes.
But I always felt like I had seen like how stupid families are and parents are about their kids on sports teams. And I'm like, okay, so anybody outside the team really doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. That's why I just from a young age, I was like, all right, this doesn't really screw those people.
No, I'm with you. Like, respect from your peers is the biggest thing, I think. I'm with you on that. Speaking of awards, now awards do serve one other purpose, Seth. It gives people like me something to gamble on.
Right, yeah. It's very important.
It's very important.
I'm happy for you when you win money in gambling.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm going to give you $100 and you can choose one Texan to win an award this upcoming season. And we're going to base this on the betting value here. Okay. So these are, I've got six of them here and you can tell me which one you would bet $100 on.
Okay.
Will Anderson Jr., Defensive Player of the Year, 12-1.
Okay.
Nico Collins, Offensive Player of the Year, 18-1.
That's an award for anybody that doesn't pay attention to these things, basically.
The non-quarterback MVP.
There's MVP and then Offensive Player of the Year, and it's always the quarterback goes, the MVP goes to a quarterback, and
it was Lamar Jackson, or no, it was Josh Allen last year, MVP, Saquon Barkley, Offensive Player of the Year, just for some context. CJ Stroud, 25-1 for MVP of the league. Okay, I got three more.
I think CJ Stroud, just real quick, I think because he had so many difficulties last year, like most of them not his fault, that he's going to get an extra bump in any kind of great performance this year. People are going to really give him, they'll give him like extra credit for having been through last year's ordeal.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. D'Amico Ryans, Coach of the Year, 25-1.
Okay.
I'll point out that, like, that's once you've gone through your first year as a head coach, your best chance of winning Coach of the Year in the NFL is in your first year taking over a bad team.
When you turn our team around.
Yes.
Because Stefanski won it that year for when D'Amico could have won it.
Yeah, by one vote. He won by one vote over D'Amico because he was able to get to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. So D'Amico Ryans, 25-1. Derek Stingley Jr., Defensive Player of the Year, 60-1. Danielle Hunter, Defensive Player of the Year, 80-1. So Will Anderson Jr. in the Defensive Player of the Year market, this is viewed as his ascension to the straw that stirs the drink on the Houston Texans, clearly.
I almost feel like with Danielle and Will, there's an element of, I don't want to say they cancel each other out because that would be a bad thing, but there are, in a way, there's only so many sacks to go around sometimes. And I think those two very often are arriving at the quarterback at the same time.
Yep.
Or teams are, you know, they're trying like hell to cancel one out and the other one can take advantage of it.
Yeah.
I would go, okay, in order of least likely to most likely, this is how I would rank it. I think D'Amico Ryans, he's in an unfortunate position where he already has a lot of respect around the league. And yet, he's not at a spot where people like feel like, okay, come on, how has he not won a Coach of the Year award yet?
Yeah.
So, and I don't think he'll get credit for an offensive turnaround as much as an offensive-minded head coach would. So I'm going to put him as the least likely.
The least likely for you to vote on it.
Not because of any way I feel about him personally, but because of circumstances.
This is based on betting value. Yeah.
And then I feel like there's another part. Danielle Hunter, for whatever reason, has never gotten the respect he deserves around the league.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt said that last year. Before the Texans signed Danielle Hunter, J.J. Watt was up on a pedestal saying, why are people not talking more about Danielle Hunter?
Yep.
And yet, because that is the circumstance, I feel like the cards are stacked against him. And it might be as simple as that he's just so quiet and mild-mannered.
Yep.
And just has no appetite for promoting himself or not. Or what have
you. So he would be next
least
counting
likely.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would have to go to Will Anderson. I'm going to say Will Anderson next just because a lot of the Defensive Player of the Year is just predicated on how many sacks you have, and sacks are just a random thing from year to year.
Yep.
Like, just some years, you've got 17 sacks, and you could have been better the year before, but it's dumb luck as to which quarterbacks you face and all of those other things.
12-1 is not great value either. For Will Anderson Jr. That's not great value, I don't think.
Yeah. So that leaves Derek Stingley.
Yep.
So right now I've got to choose between Derek Stingley, CJ Stroud, and Nico Collins.
Yep.
I'm going to go Derek Stingley because Derek Stingley, kind of like with D'Amico Ryans, he's established himself as a made man in the league.
Yep.
And he's also at that stage in his career, though, where I don't think he's going to get tested nearly as much.
Yeah.
And he's going to have fewer opportunities for interceptions. So the bling stats, it's the best defense, the best cornerbacks in the league over the course of their career have fewer and fewer interceptions because people just don't test them.
Yes. So Stingley would be next. So now you're down to Nico and Stroud as to who you would be most likely to bet on. I'll also point out real quick with Stingley, Patrick Surtain, I think, won it last year. So notwithstanding that, that is a hard award for a cornerback to win.
For a cornerback to win,
That's an edge rusher award, it feels like, a lot of times.
So then it's between Nico Collins and CJ Stroud. Which is the better bet to win their respective awards?
Offensive Player of the Year, 18-1 for Nico. MVP, 25-1 for CJ.
And these two are obviously, their fates are intertwined.
They're intertwined.
Specifically.
Now, Nico, you got to factor in health. You know, I think for him to win Offensive Player of the Year, you're going to need 16 and 17 games out of him.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Do you remember how many quarterbacks are above CJ Stroud right now?
The MVP, several. He's fairly far down the board right now.
I like the value. I like 25-1.
Okay.
I'm getting greedy here, yeah. And I'm optimistic that CJ Stroud is going to really
love
have a
it.
Good season. So I'm going to, I think Nico Collins is your runner up, and then CJ Stroud is the best bet.
All right, there you go. All right, so in order, the Seth Payne $100 freebie bet. He's getting a free roll here of $100. He would take C.J. Stroud, MVP, 25-1, followed by Nico, Offensive Player of the Year, 18-1. Stingley, Will Anderson, and Danielle Hunter all in a row at varying odds for Defensive Player of the Year. And I think you're dead on. Like, D'Amico Ryans might be the best at his job out of all these people we just named, although Stingley is pretty damn good at cornerback. Yes. But it's just hard to win a coach. The only way D'Amico Ryans...
There are injury concerns with D'Amico.
Yes, that's true. The only way D'Amico Ryans wins Coach of the Year is if the Texans are the one seed in the AFC. Like, that's it. He's got to go, like, 14-3.
It's either, yeah, it's because they're not, it's not going to be, like, a dramatic turnaround from last season.
They won the division twice in a row.
And usually it's two categories. It's either an incredibly awesome team performance,
yep,
and you're 14-3 or
yep,
something, or you're a team that turned it around.
Yep.
So. And like I said, I don't think he's going to get credit for the offensive turnaround, even though I think he's a very big part of this new mindset on offense has
no
been
doubt.
Because D'Amico's been spending a lot of time over there.
Yep.
So congratulations to everybody in advance on paying off your mortgages with your winnings.
Bingo.
And
good
you're
job.
Welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right. So I look forward to the first time CJ runs off the field after a touchdown pass and D'Amico Ryans yells, "Most valuable player! MVP."
D'Amico gets up on the bench and starts the MVP chant. MVP. MVP. Yes.
That's the direction we're headed. All right. Hey, there is one position on the 53 for the Texans that several texters have actually said, hey, you guys just glossed right over this position. This was one of the things that was the most eye-popping to me about the roster. We'll hit that. We'll circle back to the Astros as well. We'll do all of that coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.